In the previous session, we talked about some ways that taking up a practice routine shares some similarities to taking on an exercise regimen. Exercises, whether physical or mental, require careful form, worthy challenges, and repetition over time. And speaking of repetition, it's actually a really easy and excellent way to organize the things you need to learn, is by writing them down as repetitions, or reps, and sets. And this is an idea that I tend to borrow from physical workouts because it really specifies the things that you're going to work on in a session in exact detail. It tells you how many times you're going to repeat the exercise, how many different things you're going to practice in that session. And that can actually make a huge, huge difference when you sit down to practice, because half of the daunting quality of practice comes from thinking, oh, I'm going to have to spend all this mental energy thinking through what I'm going to practice, and then I'm going to have to actually practice it. But in this case, you can just do a little bit of planning ahead of time, and then when the time to practice actually comes, you can sit down and get straight to work knowing exactly what your task is. It really makes a big difference. So, reps and sets, repetitions and sets. Doing one rep simply means doing a particular exercise one time. The number of reps refers to how many times you will repeat that exercise in a single set. And then finally, you decide how many sets of that exercise you want to perform. So here's a sample practice plan. Let's say that you've reviewed all the things you need to work on as a songwriter, and you have picked out three things that you want to work on in the coming week. So you've come up with the following plan. Performing, you'll practice singing the chorus melody of a particular song, and you may decide to do three sets of that with 10 reps per set. So that would be a total of 30 per session. A lot of repetitions, right? Next, guitar. You might have decided that as an exercise, you're going to select a musical tone at random and then find it on each string of the guitar. And you might decide to do three sets of that with 5 reps per set. And then finally, for the actual writing skills of songwriting, you might decide you're going to practice free writing for just 10 minutes per session. So that would be just one set and one rep. You would do it just one time. So once you've come up with a plan like that, you can then approach this practice plan as a kind of circuit workout, as I mentioned in the past session, which means that you basically just mix up sets of different exercises so that they're sort of interleaved, so that you take on one exercise for a little while, move on to another, and then come back. And this really helps reinforce your learning in some ways. You could do one set of the first exercise, the performing exercise, then one set of the second, one set of the third, and then you would start over again. You would go through all the exercises again until you've completed all the sets of each exercise that you decided you would do. So, be sure you check out the worksheet for this session, because actually doing this is, of course, where all the benefit comes from. And basically, it's a very simple process of making your own plan for working out desired skills a certain number of times per session. Make sitting down to your practice sessions much, much more comfortable and easy, and, well, maybe less likely to be something that you'll feel like procrastinating. So check out the worksheet. Thanks for listening.